Rather than use confrontation and denunciation as methods for solving disputes, some environmentalists suggest cooperation and compromise. Dan Daggett, author of Beyond Rangeland Conflict, says name-calling won't solve our environmental problems, nor does it help to paint the world in shades of guilt or look for someone to blame. I've decided to join the growing number of people who have made a commitment to work together in spite of diverse politics, religious beliefs, and culture to try to improve our common environment. This is something each of us uses every day when we work to achieve our goals, to plant a garden, to paint a house, to do our job. Frequently in these situations, we work with people we don't agree with politically, but we still get the job done. And we get better results than the politicians do when they try to solve our problems for us. Daggett describes how a diverse group of ranchers, government land managers, wise users, radical environmentalists, and just plain citizens in central Nevada formed a group called the Toyabe Wetlands and Watersheds Management Team to work on reversing the effects of more than a century of overgrazing. Although the federal government had plowed loads of money into trying to protect and restore rangelands in this area, they made little progress until local residents began a program of collaborative stewardship. Similarly, on a northern Arizona ranch belonging to the family of Secretary of the Interior Bruce Babbitt, a group of local environmentalists, ranchers, students, and National Park Service staff...